Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're pleased to welcome Jorge Hernandez to the program. Mr. Hernandez is the founder and president of Illumination Technologies and its sister company, Terra Towers, which is the largest private telecom tower builder in Latin America. With offices in California and Florida, Illumination Technologies is rapidly growing its footprint as a unique provider of cell phone tower technology and construction in the U.S., while in Latin America, South Africa, and the Philippines, they have built more than 5,000 telecommunications structures. Quite impressive. And Mr. Hernandez, thanks for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you very much for having me, Eric.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Mr. Hernandez, and really looking forward to hearing all the details here. So if you would, for starters, tell our listeners a little bit about what sets your company apart from the competition and what's the unique advantage your towers has over other providers in your sector. Let's start there today.
Well, thank you very much. I think the main difference is that we don't call them towers. We call them solutions because we focus very much on the local problems. We have a saying that says, do as Romans do. I mean, for some reason, they became the biggest empire in the world, and they might still be going, according to some people. and that's by trying to work with the local communities and finding what's their biggest problems. And by identifying what the biggest problem of each community, and you try to work with them and find a solution, a sustainable solution of helping them. And most of the times, these people have a problem, let's say, with violence, people breaking into cars or breaking into houses or forest fires. And then we use all the technologies that we have around the world to find the best solution how to mitigate that and solve that problem. So that people love it. People don't see these structures as a tower. People see a tower, one of our solutions, and they say, well, that's going to save my life. And that really sets us apart. And that's why, who doesn't want their problems to be solved, right? So we go country by country. We're now in 20 countries. And that's how we do. We try to solve the problems that people have and create that bond.
You are certainly a solution provider, and thanks for that lead off. That is some good information to get us underway here today. Now, you probably have some pretty direct and personal experience with the recent spate of wildfires disrupting life for millions of people up and down the West Coast. Back in 2017, just for the running the numbers here, wildfires burned some 1.5 million acres, causing $18 billion in damages. Then in 2018, wildfires destroyed 1.9 million acres and a staggering $26 billion in damages. Questions for you. Do you believe if there had been more illumination technology cameras installed in more locations, that more properties and businesses could have been saved? And also, how do these cameras work to recognize the locations of these fires?
Yes, I had a very, very direct experience with that. My house was just next to one of these fires when it started. These fires, some people don't know, but the wind is blowing at 65 miles an hour, and the fire travels sometimes at 30 miles an hour. So, if you're within a mile, the fire will be in your house within minutes. Right, it's a hurricane of fire, right? And just because the wind was blowing just a little bit, north of my house, everything from my house, 1 mile from my house, burned. We could have died that day, and that really, made a difference in my life. And I said, well, we have to find solutions of how to stop these fires, and definitely, we came with the best solution. We got all the best scientists around the world from NASA, from the European Space Agency and everything. And we came up with a formula. And one of that formula is this, what you just referred to as cameras. We call it more like sensors. It was designed by the European Space Station. And we made some changes. And basically what it does, it detects different wavelengths, disruptions in the atmosphere. So when you're looking in when the asphalt of a road is hot, you see this kind of mirage. That's a disruptance in the atmosphere. It also detects smoke, Because some people, you know, focus mostly on infrared, which detects heat. But the problem, if you're looking at a forest, for example, by the time the fire reaches the top of the tree, it could be, you know, 50 feet high. That's too late, right? So you have to find other ways of detecting or triangulating what's going on and when a fire is starting. So definitely, this infrastructure would have been installed, you know, all over California. You could detect it within minutes. The idea of our systems is we can detect a fire within, you know, 1 minute and a half to 3 minutes. Then immediately you can alert the authorities. And my whole motto here is treat fire as cancer, right? As soon as you detect it, you take it out. So, you know, we alert the 911 dispatch center. We alert the firemen who, you know, are incredibly brave and fight all these fires. But as soon as these guys know something is happening, they go there and put it out. The smaller the fire, the easier it is to put it out. So the faster, you know, the firemen know that there's a fire, and exactly, because that's another thing that we can detect, is exactly where the fire starts. We can detect it within 9 feet of where it starts. So the faster they can get there, the faster people get saved, because it's almost not only, you know, a lot of property lost, but a lot of people have died, unfortunately, because of the fires. So, you know, it saves lives and takes care of the problem faster than any other solution that we've found.
I tell you what, that is a clear response that this is needed in place, not only in your neck of the woods, but globally. Really some fantastic information, and we certainly appreciate all you're doing in the space to date. Now, your company has also become well known for pioneering this unique partnership with municipalities, whereby you get access to public land for the towers, and the communities get access to attractive public safety systems. For some developing countries in Latin America which have security problems, this can include things such as a public address system, alarms, loudspeakers, and cameras. Have you already seen some evidence of reductions in crime by some of your customers? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so some countries, you know, crime is their biggest problem. You know, there's a saying that says that the right of life is above every other right, right? In some countries, unfortunately, it's dangerous, right? People, they want to steal your car and they kill you for that. Or they want to take your purse and they kill you for that. It's outrageous. So by installing certain security systems, you know, just by having the cameras and good illumination, it's like a gas station. Have you seen the gas stations? I mean, they always have a lot of light, and usually almost nothing happens there, right? There's cameras and there's a lot of light. That's the biggest dissuasive for people to commit a crime. So if you replicate that, you know, around the city, and you create these spots where people know, well, there's a security camera there, and there's light, then people are dissuaded to commit crimes. And that's basically what we've done in, I would say, maybe 15 of the countries that we're implementing these, over 4,000 cities. And we've seen 80% reduction in crime. It's incredible. It's one of the biggest dissuasives we've seen. And then those people who commit a crime, well, the evidence is there, right? You can literally see them committing a crime. In other countries, you know, unfortunately, they kidnap kids, for example, in certain areas in Peru. And we managed to find one or two kids that were lost per day, right? So it's an incredibly social impact that we create. In other areas, you know, we're using our technology to help with COVID. You know, in a lot of public markets, we have these sensors. I mean, it's not face recognition, but it just tells you who has a fever, right? You can see, you know, out of all the people, you can see in the cameras, it has, you know, this person has a fever. So then you can alert, you know, some of the policemen down there and tell them, look, that guy with the red shirt has a fever. And then he can separate them and prevent from contamination. So, you know, it's a multiple of solutions. You know, you find what's the biggest problem, and you work to solve that problem. And in exchange for that, we get, you know, the full support of the municipalities, so we can install our telecommunication equipment on the public right of way. There's one other project that we have done also in Peru, and it's you know, there's some areas that don't have access to potable water, so we basically install some technology that condenses the humidity of the air, and now you can go to a tower and you just get water, right, from the air. And, you know, in areas where people don't have access to water, it's priceless. I mean, that's why I say people look at our infrastructure as a lifesaver, right, instead of a cell phone tower.
That right there says it all. That is a tremendous technology to have in place, and really have enjoyed hearing all about this so far today. We're speaking with Mr. Jorge Hernandez, the founder and president of Illumination Technologies and its sister company, Terra Towers, which is the largest private telecom tower builder in Latin America, here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Hernandez, tell us a little bit more about your personal backstory. What was your path from growing up in Guatemala to establishing this company 18 years ago, which has now grown to oversee operations in a dozen countries? And for other young entrepreneurs listening to this program, what was your growth strategy to bring such a complex company up to scale? Talk to us about that as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think it started with a good relationship with my father. He wanted to show me the world, especially coming from a small country like Guatemala. He traveled a lot with me, and he told me that was going to be his inheritance, was to show me the world, open my mind. Especially, you know, back in the 80s, it was not so easy to travel. Now you have internet and everything. But he showed me there was no borders, basically, and that nothing is impossible. And the limit is only your imagination. And I know you're speaking to a lot of entrepreneurs here, but I think that sums it up. I mean, if you ask me what sums it up, it's those four things, right? And obviously, you know, growing up in the middle of the Cold War in a country that had, you know, social unrest, it's a very tough environment, and I think that also makes you tough and makes you want to take some risks that other people are not willing to take some risks. Unfortunately, because of the same situation, you know, my father was killed when I was 19. Someone went to steal his motorcycle and they killed him for stealing his motorcycle, right? And it was a tremendous impact in my life. And what I decided then is, how can I prevent that from happening every corner at a time, right? And that's where we came with the solution of, maybe we can put cameras in every corner. This is not going to happen to other people. And, you know, that also created within me a passion, right? And I think that's another thing that I would like to tell to your listeners, entrepreneurs, is just find your passion. What are you going to do passionately that's more important than, you know, being early to lunch, or, you know, wanting to go out of your office at 5? It's when you do something with passion, it's, first of all, it's not work, right? You love doing it. And then it just, you just create incredible results. A lot of entrepreneurs or a lot of people who graduate from school, they say, I just want to be a millionaire, right? They put the money before the passion. And that's never going to work, right? It might work for a while, but it's not a long-term thing. So I think if you do things with passion and you want to change the world, then I have another saying in my company, which is massive action. Work as if there's no tomorrow. Just do it, and do it today. Don't wait, right? Just massive action. And that, you know, also to have scale, which is one of the things you mentioned, how do you create scale? I think is, first of all, is use the path of less resistance. And that means, I mean, if you think of the whole world as a blanket where you can do business, there's, maybe you can't do it in your neighborhood, maybe you can't even do it in your state, but you can do it in another state, or you can do it in another country. So, I mean, if you don't think about borders and you're concerned about borders, that's the problem. You're limiting yourself. So I think that's, in a nutshell, that's what I would recommend your listeners.
Well, I certainly can appreciate and understand the impact, the great impact your father, the death of your father, had on your future and where you're at today. Certainly appreciate your sharing that from a personal perspective. I really do appreciate that. Now, I understand there was recently some news out of Florida that your company, Terra Towers, is in a legal dispute with a company called Toracom, accusing them of working with private equity to stage a squeeze-out merger. What's the story with that dispute? Talk to us about that a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's I think we're successful in stopping something they tried to do to us, and it's also for your listeners and young entrepreneurs important to understand. You know, I would tell them, be careful. Don't take don't take bad money, right? Be careful with vulture capital funds. We have survived because we haven't taken money from them. Most private equities, they don't care about what you're doing, if you're doing, you know, a good thing or social responsibility. Most of them just think about it as money, right, as numbers. And if they have an opportunity to take away your company, they will, right? And they'll sell you in pieces if they have to. So, you know, we have been very careful, and we're not afraid to fight back if someone wants to take away our company, because we're very passionate. And I think that's how we have survived for, you know, decades, right? And don't be afraid to fight. If you do the good things and you do things right, you can defend yourself, right? And I think that's a little bit what happened in that case, and we're being successful in stopping that.
A huge takeaway in that predicament, in that situation, if, like you said, in a great statement, if you're doing things right, you can defend yourself. And that is certainly a strong statement, and really do appreciate that. Now, one last question before you go. A lot of private equity firms have moved pretty aggressively into infrastructure, especially in Latin America, but in many cases, that hasn't gone very well. For example, you see KKR basically writing off a massive $700 million investment in Brazil that hit the rocks. Why do you think private equity struggles so much in this market?
Well, KKR is a great company. I think they're very well diversified. I think they didn't do well in that specific investment. But again, I would go back to the human element, right? Sometimes they focus only on the numbers. You have to focus on what problem are you solving. Are you really providing a good service to your clients, right? So some companies, some private equity, they just like to squeeze their client. They just think about the immediate return, about the next quarter, and not about the long term, right? So I would say that's the biggest struggle with private equity. They have to have you know, a very short term return, and they don't think about the long term, and that's biting back, right, into their returns, into their that's why you see them struggle significantly. And the other thing is, you know, these guys just buy companies and then sell them, and they go, and if you are committed to the country and committed to the business, you're here to stay.
Yes, committed to the company, committed to the country. Really do appreciate your joining us here today. And again, we really appreciate what you do in the space as well on behalf of Illumination Technologies as well as Terra Towers. Where can listeners get all the details online, and how could they best be in touch? I'm sure listeners would be interested to get further details and have a way of being in contact as well.
Okay, yeah, thank you. So the website is illuminationtechnologies.com. And then we have another website, that's for the U.S. And for the international business, you can go to continentaltowerscorp.com.
And that certainly works, and thanks for that. Again, Mr. Hernandez, all the best. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio, and certainly wish you continued success.
Thank you very much. I really enjoyed it. Appreciate it.
Certainly was our pleasure. Anytime. We've been speaking with Mr. Jorge Hernandez, the founder and president of Illumination Technologies and its sister company, Terra Towers, which is the largest private telecom tower builder in Latin America. And for further details, visit illuminationtechnologies.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.